All right. I think I will start now. Like last year, we did a little buff on ideas and things we could do, so I would like to repeat that because we actually got something useful out of it last year, namely vendor profiles, which is waiting to be released with the next version of Linthian. So I have put down some possible topics we can debate, and you're free to to propose your own. So are there anyone who wants to speak about any of the topics here, want to know more about those, or have a topic to propose? There? So, fine. Appearance. All right. Maybe another. 14? Yeah. All right. So if there are any suggestions or ideas? New? What Linthian is? Okay, I suppose I could give a short run on that. Linthian is our static analysis tool for checking packages for common sets of errors. It is currently used on upload to check for a number of FTP master auto-reject tags, which actually auto-rejects packages with these tags in them or these flaws. So it's a tool which is quite helpful for most maintainers to find out if they have made a common mistake or a serious mistake in their package, and it detects a wide range of things. Not that, but it detects a wide range of things, from spelling mistakes, common ones, to share things like package violation, broken packages, to missing fields and possibly missing fields. So we have our... Is that a question? Did it into an extra one? Because it's also in the top. Right, checks requiring internet access. I am inclined to believe that would fall under Linthian Extra, as would checks requiring or using the app cacher or packages files on the system. Although the idea is great, we did have a suggestion for using the app cacher for checking broken dependencies or so. Basically, one of the design choices in Linthian has been that we do not rely on the system state in most cases, in almost all cases. So they would fall under Linthian Express as an non-official Linthian check, most likely. That, or they would fall under the static analysis framework, where you would be able to use... The plan is that we would refactor part of the Linthian code. So you could hand our code a package, we would unpack the required things you need from it, and you would do your own check, which does not have to comply with outputting a tag or so. Are there any... No? So one of the new... There was a question?
Sorry, you mentioned there multi-version
architecture
support.
Sorry?
You mentioned there multi-version and architecture support. So in the past, there have been a few checks that we've been unable to perform because we're essentially only checking one thing at a time. So it's difficult to check for things like file conflicts between packages that don't conflict with each other, for instance. Is that something that you're thinking of gluing into the SIEM framework?
You're saying with the architecture thing, the multiple architecture?
Right. So that's processing multiple packages at the same time, according to your Gobi notes. Could that extend to having a little more context of what's happening in wider parts of the archive, so that Lintian could do more accurate checks on the interactions between packages as well as on packages themselves?
Yes. To clear, let's see, yeah. The multiple version architecture support would be not for an archive-wide scan. What I had in mind here was if you hand me the old version, or the old version, and a new version of a package, it could do, for example, file conflicts due to files moving in the upgrade, but it wouldn't be for LintianDebian.org. But there was actually someone who proposed that we did have the stable version of all the packages, and then we would also do the upgrade test from stable to unstable as the same way of handling that. That is actually a valid point we could put on there. Now, multiple version and architecture support also includes a part that for some people uses merge changes, a tool to merge multiple changes for multiple architectures into one changes, and then just doing one upload. And in the past that worked, but after I added group processing, it broke horribly. And in the past it has worked because Lintian was doing things in the right order for the wrong reasons, and it just happened to work. But this would be actually giving official support for it. And if combined with the static analysis framework, perhaps we can do even more sophisticated checks, although not on LintianDebian.org, or not as a part of Lintian, but people in this room might set up some check using this. So, are we getting something? Among the other ideas I have gathered is this, the last one here, about using a domain-specific language. If you happen to have looked at the Lintian source code, there is at least one of the checks, which is a huge loop consisting of a 1,000-line loop doing if file matches something, some regular expression, or is in some list, we would like to see a dependency. That must imply dependency, or else you get this tag, or you have to do this or that or to get that. So there is a potential here to refactor a large amount of code while writing a simple, fairly simple domain-specific language, which hopefully would cover a lot of the cases and simplifying a lot of checks. And for the rest of the cases, we would fall back to the standard protocol code we're using now. That is also my idea. Analyzing build logs for common potential problems. There you go. Yeah, there's a bug report on that. I don't think Lintian could support that reliably because it involves analyzing logs which have a variety of different output formats and whatnot. But I think we could add that under this as a application for a static analysis framework to do that. That being said, I wouldn't rule out patches that could use something, but most of the severity of things are static, so when we start the run, we can't change them to be more severe. Yeah?
Is there an easy way to get all build logs of LintianDebian now?
The logs from the Debian run? The Lintian run?
No, from the Debian builds.
Yes. Okay. So
then just a matter of grep queries and...
Certainly, but it's I'm not certain that the other Linton maintainers will approve it. We'll see. Yeah. Yeah.
Linton isn't allowed to depend on network because you want reliable results. You want the same results every time you run it. And if there's network services involved, they probably might respond with something else and you get different results, and that's not in the aim of Linton.
So the reason I want to have the build log analysis in Linton is we have very different places currently where we analyze build logs. That's on the build list on a case-by-case basis. In IA64, we do reject some package uploads by warnings. Did? Okay. We do have some issues with passing build flags to the compiler, which does not happen in many, many packages. And we do not have a place to catch these issues. If I look at the output of Linton, I think it's the correct place to do the checks. To have all these checks does not honor C flags or does ignore some warnings from the compiler. To have them together with the other Linton warnings. And I think it's a very, very fundamental thing to have.
As one of the build team maintainers, we also would like to have something that checks it and maybe rejects or not uploads the package based on some warnings like IA64 used to do, but it doesn't do anymore now.
I think it's not an issue of the build team maintainers, it's an issue of the package builds and to have a common place to collect these warnings. I would like to see Linton that you have the build logs as an additional resource and have the results presented with the other results.
Okay, Lucas has one.
So I agree it's important to have all warnings and errors about packages displayed in a central place where the maintainer will see them, but I'm not sure if abusing Linton for that is a good idea. But the problem is that when you run Linton on a package, you get to see the warnings about the package that you are working on while you would see warnings for something that you need to, which you need to upload the package to get it fixed.
Okay. So from a Linton maintainer point of view, the problem in analyzing build logs is that it's not really a part of anything. Currently we check dev packages, we check source packages, which is basically the DSC file from where we extract the tarballs we need. Injecting a build log into the source file, which source package would be the best place to do it, because else we would analyze the log for each binary package. It's still difficult to do that, injecting it, at least in Linton itself. I am again thinking about referring it to the static analysis framework and such, including external data to be injected together with it. It's not, obviously you're not going to end up checking your package when you upload to the Debian archive. It's not going to, end up on Linton Debian.org, unfortunately, in that way, but it's currently my best guess if I look at it.
We have this bug on DPKG where we're considering adding by storing the build log and listing it in the changes file. So in theory, it would make sense, but unfortunately, I fear that the interest is going down in this, because once we have throw away devs that we upload, and that all the builds are rebuilt, all the other architectures are rebuilt on the server side, it's not going to be interesting anymore. So I fear this bug will never be fixed. But in theory, it would make sense for Lintian to also check the build logs if it's associated to the source package via the changes file.
Yes, if that part was done, we would technically have access in Lintian terms to the log file, and we could use the group processing part to analyze the log or just the changes itself. From there to actually doing it, I see a couple of problems personally with actually doing it reliably, since the output from MIMED can be very different, and some logs just say compiling file and that's it. And you get a list of files compiled and you don't get the actual command line run. So in that case, we would be better off passing the entire build system of upstream, which is not entirely trivial either. But yes, we could look at that, but I would wait till we actually have the logs with the changes file for that. Okay. Another thing I could bring up is this part here with getting more developers. Before I joined, there was over 200 bugs writing on the BTS. Now we're down to 192 bugs writing. So if you're interested, we do need manpowers. Especially, we need diverse developers. So a common thing among Lintian developers appear to be they do Perl, and some of them are either on the policy team or in the release team. But we have very few Python developers, or actually from a lot of teams, corner teams. And that also means we don't know the internals of all the policies for the teams, which makes it very hard to write reliable checks for them. So if you are working on a team and you feel your checks or policies are not there, you could feel free to join us, and we'll try to help. Game. What we got here? Should have. So who did this one? Could you explain what you mean with this?
Do you hear me? Yeah. Give an option if you know that you are breaking a law or a rule, but you have to do it for your internal packages, to install software in Opt or whatever, to have a global override option, so you can apply a specific kind of pattern to your packages and just ignore some stuff.
I am actually very pleased to tell you that with the profiles, you can just write a profile that makes it ignore the given tag. So with the new Lintian release, coming Lintian release, yeah, that actually ought to be solved.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So that, what do we got? Is anyone here considering to do a LintianDeepin.org like setup? Because we have been, I know of, other than LintianDeepin.org, we have some derivative, a single one doing it with help from Russ directly. But is that something people are actually interested in doing?
There have been a couple of attempts to do lintian.ubuntu.com for the obvious reasons. I think that the last person who tried to do it wandered off at some point. I don't know whether it's still possibly got stuck. Do you know if there's anything on Ubuntu Wire at the moment?
No, there is nothing currently. There's nothing on Ubuntu Wire currently. The main thing that has been blocking me is trying to get a way to get some of the hard codings that are in the harness script rearranged so that I can run them in an arbitrary location cleanly and safely.
I wasn't referring to you, I was referring to the previous person.
Okay. The documentation from the previous person was useful but incomplete.
Okay. So, if you're interested, feel free to follow up afterwards and we can look at it. I have been working on cleaning that part up actually. We have here a code is called this bad according to. I think we had a part of that last year with the scope of lynching, and I can't really remember what the outcome of that was. I don't suppose anyone here now remembers. Okay, I'll take that out with me. But there is a chance that we will actually, the CPP check we will probably just leave as it is because we already have a separate service doing CCP check already. So that would not much idea in doing that. And I think the other one after CPP check, I think that's one SAG is working on. I think you would fall under the static analysis framework. At least we have mentioned that idea to him. But so quality. Okay. Any other ideas, useful things you hope Lynchian could do for you that Lynchian doesn't do, something Lynchian does it shouldn't do? Do you find Lynchian useful?
Yes.
Well, that's a start. That's at least something. So should we start working on bugs now that there's nothing to do? Okay. There's one.
I have to admit I didn't check this before asking, but is there some guide that explains how to write Lynchian checks? The second part is. We need to make the process of writing Lynchian checks as easy as possible. The idea of having a specific language is good, in my opinion. But in general, everything that can makes it easy for people who don't want to understand all the things that make Lynchian works. They should anyway be able to write tests, for example, for their team, for their language, for what they're doing.
Simple. I'll just jot down to note here.
I think we should be really pretty. I don't know if there's been much work on a DSL so far, but I think we should be really pretty careful about taking that approach. You do often find that writing checks involves you need general language facilities quite often. You need to use. Maybe not all the features in Perl, that's probably impossible, but you need to use an awful lot of the standard features of a language in order to implement a check properly. And I'd be a little worried about ending up with a DSL that wasn't useful enough for writing checks until you got to the point where it was about as complex as Perl, or where you basically had to embed chunks of Perl into it.
I wonder if beefing up the library is a better approach to that. Are there people who are trying to write Lentian checks who are just scared of writing Perl or find it very difficult to write it?
I only ever wrote one check, but I didn't find it very hard. So I know Perl okay. I'm not a Perl wizard, but it maybe took me an afternoon to go from, oh, I should write this, to, okay, send the patch. So I think it's not, I understand that people's experience might be different, but I don't know. And my experience was okay, that there was enough hints and document, well, anyway, for what that's worth.
Yes, I also wrote one of the Lentian checks more or less recently. And if you're hanging out on RSC in DBN QA channel, Nils usually is around and very helpful and responsive. And including the tests, it also didn't took me much longer than a day. But yeah, I know I have quite some experience myself, so I'm not one of the bars.
Right. As usual, writing the test takes the majority of the time, as usual for a test-driven program. But I think the original driver for that was being able to embed fragments of checkiness into policy, and then being able to extract those automatically out into Lentian. I don't think that's ever really got past the stage of an idea, but I think that's where the idea of a DSL came from.
Okay. That might be it. Actually, on the test, I am pleased to announce we are got around over 70% coverage now of all tags, 80% if we look at the old legacy test as well, but we're actually progressing thanks to people including tests in their patches. So, are there anyone here who would like to work on a check, have something in mind that Lentian could check for but it doesn't do, and they haven't submitted a bug report for it, or? No? You.
I do might have some ideas, but I just don't get Lentian right now. So
The scope and design, for example, and limitations in our design and such.
I don't get it.
Okay, so
I haven't read anything about it.
Right, that's not much you can do there. Okay,
yeah.
But prefer to come. Talk to me afterwards and we'll figure out. So, another thing I happen to know is that we have some won't fix bugs against Lentian, which we leave open for the sole purpose of, well, they are a good idea, but Lentian cannot do it due to limitations or design choices. So have anyone you actually checked it out and considered to implementing some of these, or do you think it's a good idea for us to leave them there?
I just had a question. Does the Lentian team look at overrides in the archive?
Sorry?
Does the Lentian team look at existing overrides that package maintainers have added for stupidity or for whatever other reasons?
I am not sure how many checks are actually in that department. I think we're trying to be rather civil. I don't know if we don't have the test upstream's make file for idiocy, which was, I think, filed by Genneth a while back. So I don't think we have any of those.
No, I mean, are the Lentian maintainers looking at the overrides that people have added to their packages to figure out why they've been added and whether it's just because the maintainer dislikes Lentian or because there's an actual bug or...
Oh, you mean the patches?
No, the overrides.
Overrides, oh no. Overrides. We accept overrides at face value. In fact, when I have looked at linchendeepin.org, occasionally I have find packages where I suspect the maintainer simply just fills the override file automatically from a running Lintian. I didn't check the rules file. It might actually have a sample I can produce, but I didn't check. But sometimes you just see a list of overrides and you think, this one is a two-click thing you can fix in the description. Shouldn't be too hard.
So what do you think should be done about such people?
Well, I have to remain professional. You, on the other hand, go ahead, find a bat and... I mean, I don't understand the desire to automatically override everything in it. If you don't care what Lintian says, just upload it as it is, and if it doesn't have any fatal tags, you can largely ignore it, except for your peers might knock your head off with the... whatever warnings or errors it shows up, but...
So, a follow-up to that, is there a way to put a comment associated with an override?
No, long-standing wishlist item, actually, and I did try to implement it once, but I ended up giving up on it. But it is on my to-do list somewhere down there. But yes, here... You can add comments in the override itself, but we don't extract them. So the problem is they don't show up on the linchendeepin.org, for example. Ah, I can't spell. Well, so, okay, any other ideas, proposals regarding overrides and others? Alternatively, I can sell the part where we implemented a new profile stuff that overrides in some cases can be ignored. We have done this for the fatal overrides, fatal auto-rejects. So when you run Lintian, the coming version of Lintian will not allow you to override fatal tags in the standard Debian profile. So you should actually see the same output as the FTP master's radio run. On this item here, that is a good idea, but we actually have quite a lot of bugs in the engine itself to fix. So we are actually not very active on the contacting outside people. Actually, in relation to that, it says in the engine manual, we will file bugs, so you shouldn't do it. Unfortunately, that is not as true as it sounds. So if anyone is interested in working with filing bugs based on Lintian tags, maybe I can hook you up with something to do.
I don't think that was ever true.
No, but...
It was an aspiration.
It might have been. There is the possibility of taking the serious tags with a certain severity, extract those from Lintian's files, and then check those packages that have that particular tag and just autofile it. If you're interested in doing a script like that, feel free to drop by also. It might prove useful. There's a question?
Just if someone wants to do that, talk to me, because my own archive rebuild scripts could help in not filing duplicate bugs.
Okay. Can you write the a line here for the notes? For that, that would be great. So, no, I just thought about it. So just at that point too. So, Yes. Any other things, ideas? No. Well, I didn't suspect as much. Okay. Oh, you have a question?
One last idea for ideas about how to get checks, ideas for new checks. Read the Debian Mentors list and review packages, and you'll find lots of problems that possibly aren't yet checked by Lentian.
Yes, here I'm already following the Debian Mentors list. I'm not actually reading mails too actively anymore, unfortunately. As it is, we already have a lot of checks, requests for checks filed against lentian-debian.org. I tend to work on the easiest one to keep the bug count down, which looks prettier. It's not because I don't like the other checks particularly, but it's just a question of keeping it down and keeping my motivation up. So actually going looking for them for extra things is a little like shooting myself in the foot right now. So if you feel like helping, you're free to check these and come up with the suggestions. Usually it's not that hard to, the symbol cases are usually not too hard. It's 3 or 4 lines of Perl code. I can do that in 10 minutes or less. So that is very welcome. Also, the tag descriptions could use a lot of updating occasionally. So if you see people not understanding the tag descriptions, blog reports on that as well, very welcome as well. Incidentally, if there's anyone working with Perl and translations, translating tag descriptions was actually up last year, and we haven't well, worked on it. So if anyone's interested in that, we could also have a look at that. Yeah. Okay. In that case, I don't really have a lot of things to do other than keep asking you for more ideas. So I guess if there's nothing else, I will just end early. All right. Thank you for listening.